Good morning. This is Dan O'Brien with your top third ag marketing pre-opening grain comments for Thursday, January 17th. Another day with a lack of news due to the government shutdown. We've got grain slightly higher across the board, with corn and wheat still trading in the bottom half of their ranges from the sell-off from Tuesday, and soybeans holding above their trend line and moving average support. So we got March corn up a penny and a quarter at 375 and a quarter. Resistance now comes in where the support was a few days ago at the trend line around 376 and a half. And the 100-day moving average coming in around 377 and a half. So if we can get back above those averages, maybe we can take another attempt at the higher end of the recent ranges. There was some news that Korea was again in the market for some corn. We'll have to see if there's some confirmation on that. And taking a look at wheat, we've got March up a half cent at 513. Kansas City March up a penny and three quarters at 497 and a quarter. News from Reuters that Russia may again be requesting their exporters to taper off their sales a bit. You've got Russian prices rising a little bit. So again, hopefully this can get the U.S. a little bit more competitive in the export markets, and then we can hopefully realize some sales and get some of that wheat moving. In the beans, we got March up 3 3/4 cents at 898 and a quarter. Unlike the corn, beans were able to hold their trend line and moving average support the other day. So we've got the 100-day moving average coming in about 891 and a quarter. We've got the trend line comes in at about 888 and a half. And if we can hold above there and get any kind of positive news, maybe we can move back up to the higher end of the recent ranges. Weather front with beans, we've got about 70% coverage across Brazil in the 6 to 10 day, and then things start to dry out again, but that leaves about 20% of Brazil still under some dry stress, and with half of Argentina still dealing with excess rain levels and more rain on the way, there is a little bit of a weather story developing in South America that we need to keep our eyes on. And outside markets, we've got the dollar up 10 points at 95.78, got crude oil down about a dollar a barrel at 51.31, and we've got the stocks down about 70 points in pre-opening trading. That's all I have for this morning. If you'd like to give us a call, you can reach us at 877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE. Have a good day.